All right, Kibbutz, say good morning. I apologize for our few-minute delay. Let's begin. We're beginning a new section today, which is actually going to take us pretty, not totally through the end of the Sefer, but a good way through the Sefer. So it's called Derech HaTshuva. Beperek Zen Nilmad, in this particular chapter, what we're going through is as follows. This is page Reish Ayin Zayin. In this parak we will learn, Es HaDerech Baha Adam Ya'as HaTshuva V'Yitakin Es Atzmo. We will learn about the way that a person should go ahead and do tshuva and literally fix himself. Fix himself. Habori rotzi b'tshuva. So we'll say there are a number of different things about that we have to understand. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants tshuva. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. V'nasan lanu b'toras mitzvah sa'tshuva. And he gives us in the Torah the mitzvah of tshuva. L'shuva l'Hashem. U'liskariv elav yisbarach tamid. So this is an important yisod. Because what the Mechaber is highlighting is, tshuva, when we think about tshuva, so tshuva is something that we want to do. Meaning, I need to do tshuva, because at the end of the day, I've done things wrong. I need to do tshuva, because I'm in a state of disrepair and want to repair myself. What the Mechaber is highlighting here is, as much as I want tshuva, the Ribono Shel Olam wants me to do tshuva, even more. You know, Chazal have a beautiful metaphor. They say, as much as the child wants to nurse, the mother wants to express the milk as well. Meaning the mother has what to give. She has so much to give. If she doesn't give, it could actually be painful for her. So she has a desire. The child has a desire to take. The mother has a desire to give. So Chazal often use that metaphor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We're the child. So we want to nurse. We want to ultimately, again, gain nourishment, gain nutrition, gain health, gain vibrancy. But as much as we want, so that Ribono Shel Olam, the mother, has such an incredible desire to give. So I want to do tshuva. I need to do tshuva. It's important for me to do tshuva. But as much as I want it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it for me even more. Kasher adam mekabel al atzmo laleches bederach hatshuva. When a person takes upon himself to walk in the ways of tshuva, to go ahead and engage in the process of tshuva, which we'll discuss. So at that point in time, so this is actually a very beautiful statement. When a person goes in and is mekabel upon himself to the tshuva. Now even you'll see over here that the lashon here is quite interesting. He says when a person is mekabel, when a person accepts upon himself to walk in the derech hatshuva, that moment that I have that Kabbalah, what happens? He's able to nullify all the prosecution. He's able to nullify all of the potential negative decrees that may devolve upon him. And ultimately, again, he is able to go ahead and live a life of pleasantness filled with meaning. So we'll say, of course, what's dramatic about this statement is what? What's dramatic about this is that this is even before, apparently, a person actually does tshuva. But rather what? It's as soon as a person is mekabel to walk on the derech of tshuva. Let's just start the next section. 24 batei dinim. Tzichim ladas. Sheva shamayim yeshtam 24 batei dinim. We'll say in shamayim, in the celestial sphere, there are 24 courts, 24 batei din. V'chol shom yishos hayimama. Shoftim es ha'adam bebeis din lifnei ha'ma'asim shalom. And in each of the hours of the day, a person is judged in Beis Din Shalmala regarding his actions in Ma'asav Tovim, Danim Osa L'schus. So if a person ultimately, again, has good deeds, he's judged favorably. V'lachin Shora Alav Simcha. And therefore, ultimately, again, he finds himself in a state of Simcha. V'uroa Bracha Urevacha. And ultimately, again, he sees incredible, incredible blessing. The mass of Enam Tomim. However, again, if at the end of the day his actions are not good, Donimo Solchova. Ultimately, again, he's judged Lchova. V'lachein hu margish kvedus yisurim umenios ukimo shenemar maasecha yikarvucha umaasecha yirachakucha. So therefore, the Mechaber says very profoundly. He says at every point in day, a person ultimately again is judged. 24 batei din, ultimately again for 24 hours of the day, and at every single point, a person is judged by one of those batei din. And he says a person is already able to feel the nature of that judgment. If a person is being judged favorably, then by definition, again, shora alav simcha. And if a person is achas shalom being judged unfavorably, he feels that kvedos, that yisurim, that minios. In other words, Rabosai, that what's happening with me in the celestial sphere, the nature of my judgment in one of the 24 batei din in Shamaim, ultimately could be felt and could be experienced by me by how I'm feeling in this world. So we'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem in this section of Derech HaTshuva, B'Shah Tova on Monday. Oh, we'll see. We'll see where he gets that from. It's Api Kabbalah that he has this 24 Bakhti. He's going to quote the source.